CNN Radio News. I'm Bill Caiaccio. Hurricane Katrina bashes Louisiana.
Do not let your guard down. This is the time to stay where you are in your place of safe refuge for many, many more hours.
Richard Knapp at the National Hurricane Center says Katrina is now just east of New Orleans with winds of 135 miles an hour. The wind and rain have torn a hole in the Superdome roof, which is where about 10,000 people are riding out the storm. Reporter Ed Reams tells us what he sees from inside the dome.
I can see daylight out of the roof of the Superdome, straight up out of the roof. Rain, wind is now starting to pour into the roof of the Superdome.
Katrina is battering the Mississippi and Alabama coasts. CNN Radio's Ed McCarthy is live in Mobile, Alabama.
Well, Bill, the situation here is lots of wind and rain, and I'll tell you the worst part of a hurricane is getting that eastern edge. That's what we're getting right here. So far, we've been very, very fortunate. We're not seeing anything blown around, but the winds have intensified. We're getting up near 100 miles per hour now, and it's going to get worse as the day progresses. Lots of rain, the rain just dancing down the street like surf coming from the ocean. Reporting live, Ed McCarthy, CNN Radio.
CNN's Gary Tuckman is in Gulfport, Mississippi, where there's major damage.
Windows broke, windows all over, and started breaking. We've been told by authorities that several people have been hurt from broken windows. Boats have washed up on U.S. 90. We've seen at least three sailboats in the water. And because the water is so deep on the road, just about 1 mile in this direction, the boats are floating up the street.
Hurricane force winds extend as far as 125 miles from the center of the storm. Power is out to hundreds of thousands.
Rain blowing horizontally, tiles peeling off historic buildings, debris flying through the air, electric transformers exploding, tree limbs everywhere. The eye of Hurricane Katrina is moving northward between New Orleans and Gulfport, Mississippi. Correspondent John Zarella is in New Orleans.
I'm right up against the building on the side of Common Street. And again, the water is continuing to rise. It has not reached the level of the sandbag yet around the buildings here, but it's certainly quite possible that it can. On the curbside, the cars, the water is up to the wheel wells of the cars, probably getting inside the cars in some areas of downtown.
The hurricane has blown at least two holes in the roof of the Superdome in New Orleans, where thousands of people are taking shelter to escape the storm. Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu says, unfortunately, people who failed to heed the orders to evacuate now are pretty much on their own.
The police now, who are on standby, the sheriffs, the National Guard, cannot go out in this weather. They would be in danger themselves.
A reporter from a local broadcast station who's with the mayor says New Orleans police have gotten more than 100 calls about people on the east side of town being trapped on their roofs by high water. And storm force winds are hitting all along the Gulf Coast. Correspondent Dick Giuliano reports to us live from Mobile, Alabama.
Jim, we're on the eastern edge of this hurricane, and the full force of Katrina is still yet to come, but yet behold the force of Katrina, trees bowing to its powerful winds. I can see tiles being peeled off the roof, debris flying in the air. We're already without power, without telephone service, and yet we're told that the worst is still yet to come from the force of Hurricane Katrina. Reporting live, Dick Giuliano, CNN Radio, Mobile, Alabama.
President Bush has declared a state of emergency in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama.
The worst of the weather is just now getting to the Mississippi Gulf Coast, though, so they're going to have another 6 hours or so of, at least, of hurricane conditions.
Ed Rappaport at the National Hurricane Center. The eye of Hurricane Katrina is moving northward between New Orleans and Gulfport, Mississippi. There's storm damage to the Louisiana Superdome, where thousands of people are taking shelter. Correspondent John Zarella's in New Orleans.
It's just a white sheet of water, a white sheet of rain pounding in downtown in the French Quarter. You can hear debris flying through the air.
New Orleans police have received more than 100 calls of people being stranded on rooftops by floodwaters. Correspondent Gary Tuckman reports that parts of Gulfport, Mississippi are being demolished by the storm.
There's lots of glass and lots of noise and lots of wood that I'm keeping an eye on, lots of palm trees blowing around, but there is intense damage. We have watched the dismantling of a beautiful town. Gulfport, Mississippi.
And about 60 miles farther east is Mobile, Alabama, where we find correspondent Dick Giuliano with his live report.
Jim, we're on the eastern edge of the storm, and you can see the force of Hurricane Katrina as it comes ashore, peeling off the shingles of some of the roofs, bits of debris. The trees bow to the force of the winds, and the rain at times in that undulating style of a hurricane, quiet at times, and then the ripple effect, fierce winds coming in sideways that sting you. It's a powerful storm, and we're told that the worst is still yet to come. Reporting live, Dick Giuliano, CNN Radio, Mobile, Alabama.
Hurricane Katrina is expected to put a dent in oil refinery and shipping operations along the Gulf Coast, and the Associated Press reports that Bush administration officials say the president is expected to decide today whether to release some oil from the U.S. petroleum reserves to help ease the shortages caused by the storm.
Hurricane Katrina downgraded to a Category 2 storm as it moves northward, but that still means winds of over 100 miles an hour and flooding because of all the rain. New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin says at least one levee has been breached.
It sounds to me like that area has been overwhelmed by the water that is trying to get through, and that could cause some significant issues.
ABC's Jim Ryan has more live from New Orleans. Jim?
Sharing this morning, another great rush of wind is tearing through the downtown skyline, sending rain and debris flying. Many of the windows on the upper floors of the skyscrapers have been blown out. Emergency operations agencies are sorting out various reports of flooding around the city and building failures. We're still very much in storm mode. Sherry?
ABC's Jim Ryan live from New Orleans. ABC's Aaron Katursky is in Mobile, Alabama, where the winds are still bearing down as well. He also joins us live.
Katrina just won't quit, Sherry. Power is out here, and for tens of thousands across the city, we've seen streetlights just kind of dangling by wires. Intense wind keeps blowing the rain horizontally. Trees and utility poles are swaying from side to side, and watching it all, people who evacuated their homes in New Orleans and hope to avoid all this.
Oh, man, chaos. Chaos, yes. It took me forever to get out.
And now he's going to be here a while. Sherry?
ABC's Aaron Katursky live from Mobile, Alabama. A promise from the president, who is in Arizona today.
I want the folks there on the Gulf Coast to know that the federal government is prepared to help you when the storm passes.
Katrina is already having an impact on oil prices and soon to be gas prices. President Bush says he knows.
I wish I could just snap my fingers and lower the price of gasoline for you. The markets don't work that way. I'd be snapping if I could do it.
White House spokesman Scott McClellan says it's too soon to tell if the U.S. needs to dip into the strategic oil reserve for some relief.
Toppled power lines and buildings fallen over. There's some of the damage that we're hearing about in Louisiana and other Gulf states. Hurricane Katrina has been downgraded. Let's go live to the region, though, where it swept through in the last few hours. And on the KSL Newsline from the New Orleans area, ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan. Jim, thanks for coming on Utah's Noon News here on KSL. How bad was it?
Yeah, it was very bad, Russ. New Orleans did not take the direct hit that so many people had dreaded, but it took enough of a glancing blow that property damage is very high here. I've seen a lot of windows that were blown out in some of the skyscrapers here in downtown. A lot of roof damage. The roofing material was flying through the air at the height of the storm. Even now, when great big gusts of wind on the backside of the storm come up, you'll see stuff flying down the street, Russ.
Describe for us, Jim, what it looks like outside. You're still getting that pounding rain, or has most of the storm moved on beyond New Orleans?
Still getting a lot of rain, just a drenching, pounding rain driven along by very high winds. Even now, several hours after landfall had and the eye of the storm passed to the west, or rather to the east of the city. So, the storm is far from over. It's going to last several more hours at least.
The first sign that residents will have of whether or not their neighborhoods are safe is probably not going to be till tomorrow or the next day, right, Jim? I mean, emergency workers, I assume, won't be getting out on the streets to kind of survey the damage for a little while.
That's right. The risk of being hit by flying debris is still great, and curfews are still in effect for the overnight hours, and so it's very unlikely that the people who evacuated the area are going to be able to get back in anytime soon to take a look and see what happened.
The mayor was concerned over the weekends as he forced people to get out of their homes and leave that city that's below sea level. He was concerned about this being just the storm of the century or once-in-a-lifetime event. It's seeming that it wasn't that bad then, Jim, right?
Not quite as bad, no. The doomsday scenario had a direct hit on New Orleans, and a great rush of water from the Gulf of Mexico, 25, 30 feet high, and then Lake Pontchartrain overflowing its banks and coming down into the city as well. That did not happen, but still there's a lot of flooding here and a lot of damage to be assessed, and a lot of people still to be rescued from their roofs, quite frankly.
CBS News, I'm Dave Barrett. Not a good idea to be in the Big Easy this afternoon.
A lot of the city's underwater. There's no power. You can't drink a lot of the water. So the best thing is to wait until there's an all clear to come back.
WWL-TV reporter Dennis Waltering says Hurricane Katrina's winds have died down to about 95 miles an hour now, but there are still parts of New Orleans that are not easy to access. Word from the mayor's office is a number of people are stranded.
They believe they have about 200 people on rooftops, mainly in New Orleans East and in the Ninth Ward. And 20 of those people, he believes, are police officers.
Near Lake Pontchartrain, some neighborhoods with one-story houses have water up to the roof. There is extensive damage along the Gulf Coast, especially in Gulfport, Mississippi. A 22-foot storm surge arrived when Katrina made landfall this morning. Correspondent Lee Frank.
Here in Gulfport, just where I'm looking right now, I can see the back of a police car, the window blown out right next to it. A tree that was about 30 feet tall toppled to the ground. You can see the big root ball sticking out from the earth. Still seeing trees swaying in the wind.
There's an all-day curfew in Gulf Shores, Alabama. In Mobile, about 150,000 people are without power. In Louisiana, the number's about 370,000. With wind still blowing, it's early to tally up the damage, but expert Thomas Larson says overall, Katrina will be costly.
Well, just the damage, just occurring without paying it, going into insurance, could exceed $30 billion. This is a large event.
As for assistance to the region in general.
I'm Peter Combs in Charlotte. Help is on the way.
Watch head towards the van. One of them ought to have a spot.
This convoy of firefighters and medics is headed to the disaster area to help out at chemical refineries along the coast, where federal officials expect spills, contamination, and injuries. Danny West is the EMS coordinator for the Charlotte Fire Department.
Our primary mission is medical care and support of the local response, first responders.
These emergency responders come from all over North Carolina. From all we've seen of Katrina so far, they'll have their work cut out for them. Peter Combs, CBS News, Charlotte.
I'm Mark Knoller in El Mirage, Arizona. Aboard Air Force One on the way here, President Bush issued verbal disaster declarations for both Louisiana and Mississippi. It authorizes federal relief and recovery operations in response to Katrina.
I want the folks there on the Gulf Coast to know that the federal government is prepared to help you when the storm passes.
Mr. Bush is also weighing a decision to release oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve to make up for lost production caused by the hurricane. Mark Knoller, CBS News, El Mirage, Arizona.
Some wholesale gas prices in New York jumped from 25 to 35 cents a gallon today. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow was up 67 points to 10,467. The Nasdaq gained 17. Crude oil gained $1.07, closing at $67.20 a barrel.
President Bush is calling for patience in the wake of Hurricane Katrina, especially from those who've been forced out of their homes.
This is a trying time for the people of these communities. We know that many are anxious to return to their homes. It's not possible at this moment.
Federal emergency officials say it's just too dangerous right now that many towns and cities along the Gulf Coast were left in ruins. CNN's Gary Tuchman reports that is very much the case in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi.
They are cut off from the outside world, but people are walking around Bay St. Louis with shopping carts with their belongings. They really do look like war refugees.
Ardiculiano has also been surveying the scene along parts of the Alabama coast. He is with us live right now from Mobile, Alabama. Dick?
Area recovery efforts and damage assessment are underway beneath clear blue skies along the Gulf Coast. No one knows how many people Katrina killed. Some 2 million people are without power in Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. Authorities say it was a 25-foot wall of water that crashed into Biloxi, Mississippi. One Biloxi resident says he and his wife stood atop the refrigerator as water rose around them. They have the worst flooding in downtown Mobile in nearly a century. Reporting live, Dick Giuliano, CNN Radio, Mobile, Alabama.
Of course, rescue efforts are still underway in many areas that were hit by Katrina. CNN's Adora Udoji reports many folks in New Orleans were forced to the highest levels of their homes.
Looking at 10 feet of water that these houses are submerged in, and that means for some houses up to the attic or above, and that has meant that people have been trapped in their attics or on their roofs, only able to call out perhaps if their cell phone is working, if not screaming for help.
Katrina is now a tropical depression, but as a storm, it's blamed for at least 68 deaths, and that toll is expected to rise. It's still too dangerous to go home. That's the message federal officials are trying to get to folks who had to evacuate because of Hurricane Katrina. Patrick Rohde is deputy director of FEMA.
It's very important that we communicate to people right now that they do not need to venture back into this area. This is a very dangerous area. It is just as dangerous now post-storm as it was previously.
Water is still high in many towns and cities along the coast, and CNN's John Zarella reports it's still rising in parts of New Orleans.
After Katrina went by, the water here actually subsided. It was dry. But in the overnight hours, there was a breach of the levee on the lakefront. Now the water is beginning to pour into the city.
And the story is much the same in Bay St. Louis, Mississippi, according to CNN's Gary Tuckman there.
There are many neighborhoods that you can't get to without a boat. Very deep water. We just saw a family coming off a boat. They were rescued from their house.
CNN's Dick Uliano, CNN Radio's Dick Uliano, wrote out the storm in Mobile, Alabama. He is with us live now. Dick, what's the water situation like in Mobile today?
Harry, Mobile has its worst flooding in nearly a century, with hotels and other businesses along Mobile Bay in deep water. Also, an oil rig broke free, lodged itself under a key Mobile bridge, a bridge used by trucks hauling hazardous material. That's requiring these trucks to go 70 miles around Mobile to move their cargo. Reporting live, Dick Uliano, CNN Radio, Mobile, Alabama.
The Pentagon reports there's also been a lot of damage to military installations along the Gulf Coast. Katrina is now blamed for at least 69 deaths, though the toll is expected to rise. It's now been downgraded to a tropical depression.
125,000 National Guard troops from 19 states and the District of Columbia are rushing to the Gulf Coast to lend a hand with hurricane relief efforts. The death toll is at least 70 from Hurricane Katrina, but certain to rise. Our Dick Uliano is live in Mobile, Alabama for the latest from there. Dick?
Stan, it's a hot day on the Gulf Coast. Temperatures 100 or higher. Recovery efforts and damage assessment are well underway along the Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama coast. No one knows yet how many people Katrina killed. There are some 2 million people without power in all three states. Authorities reminding us how severe this storm was, that it was a 25-foot wall of water that crashed into Biloxi, Mississippi. Reporting live, Dick Uliano, CNN Radio, Mobile, Alabama.
As Dick mentioned, close to 2.5 million people in four states are without electricity. Some of the worst devastation is in Mississippi. Large areas of Biloxi were flattened. Rick Spriggins lost his home.
We had to evacuate from where we were over on the point, which is the lowest point here on Biloxi. And all the houses are gone there. Four or five of them on top of each other in the middle of the road. I can't even get to my house.
In New Orleans, where 80% of the city is underwater, rescue crews searched flooded homes for survivors.
Yeah, we're coming closer to you.
We're coming.
Are you stuck to anything?
No.
Okay, you'll be able to grab the rope and we can pull you out?
The U.S. Coast Guard says its crews assisted in the rescue of about 1,200 people in New Orleans Monday. With police focusing on human needs, CNN television producer Jim Spellman reports looting remains a problem in New Orleans.
It's chaos here. The New Orleans police are starting to respond on Canal Street. Not really much they can do with the numbers of people that are actually looting. And we hear from them that it's not confined to Canal Street or the French Quarter area, but it's citywide.